I'm joined today by none other than Mr. Bob Sykes, editor of Martial Arts Illustrated, all-round good egg, and a wit beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started in a second.
Welcome to the Old Fat Coach Podcast, featuring Russell Stutley, world leader pressure point fighting, national boxing coach, Cambodia. Prepare to get not only your martial arts boxing world rocked, but your whole world too.
Welcome, Bob. Hello. Great to have you here.
It's very good, actually. Awesome. It's the first time I've done one of these podcast interweb things. So,
I'm honoured.
You got difficulty, but go on. Ask me a question. See if I can hear you.
I said I'm honoured, Bob. If this is your first podcast,
what if I unplug this? I'm getting difficulties again. Go on now.
I said I'm honoured that you're on your first podcast.
Okay, brilliant. I can just hear you because I've took the headphones out. It seems to work better. What I'll try and do is do. How's that? Go on.
I can hear you perfect now. So, right then. Martial Arts Illustrated.
Yes.
Martial Arts Illustrated. Everybody wants to know how, why, what made it happen.
Well, that's going back a while.
Yeah.
Did a magazine, for those that don't know, for 30 years. And basically, how it happened, it was just something I put out one day through the third eye and it manifested. I didn't know that's what was going on at the time, but that's the way it worked. It ran for 30 years. I tried to launch something after it went, but to be quite honest, I thought, why repeat another 30 years of what I've just done? I need to get away from that a little bit. So I got a job.
A job?
Yeah.
don't swear on the podcast, Bob.
This is a coffee. Anybody remembers it? It ran for a while. So a lot of there we are. This one has got Brandon Lee on. And February 1993. And that's when he died. We had him on the cover the same day he died, which I thought were quite, let's say, spooky. You know, but that's the only copy I've got here. But go on, another question.
I used to have a copy when I was on the front cover once, but that was 22 years ago.
I've been on the front cover too. That's me eating Kim Stones and Kim hitting me after the first flash. But yeah, there we are. That's Martial Arts Illustrated. Disgust.
Well, what came first, the Clash or MAI?
Well,
MAI.
The Clash, because I did something similar before MAI, and it was like a prototype of the MAI spectacular, Clash of the Titans, which I love, but the thing was, you see, I'd been a kickboxer for 10 years prior to, and I'd retired, and when the Clash came along, I thought I may as well take part, and that's basically where I actually performed it better and enjoyed it. It was just good, Clash of the Titans, yeah. People still talk about them, but I've moved on, Russell. You know what I mean? Everybody's living in the past. He moved on.
We can only talk about the past because the past is all that we've done. We haven't done anything in the future yet.
So debatable. I'll give you something. Give me 1 minute. I've got a chair. I'm coming back to me. There we are. I'm disabled. Okay, I'm like one of those guys who've been Vietnam and we've lost the legs. So, there we are.
Is that a roadmap?
It doesn't exist. the on about reference to the past. This is what I've been working on recently. It's called Reiki. And that's the Onsho Zei Shonen symbol. And it's very, very advanced. It's a little bit out there for most people, but it cuts through time, space, dimensions, everything.
However, I must hasten to add, Bob, I'm not arguing that point at all, but I must point out, and I feel I should, on behalf of all the Reiki masters out there, you're not supposed to show the symbols.
Yeah, well, you can Google them on the internet now, so it doesn't really matter. But years ago, you weren't supposed to show them, I know. I won't get in trouble.
Okay.
I'll be quite honest. It's a bit deeper, but I do understand what you're saying. That is usually the old fact, but now you can Google them. At one time, they were kept secret unless you were at a certain level to learn them. But all you've got to do now is go on Google, and you can Google.
I didn't know you could, because I haven't searched them on Google. I just assumed they were still hidden, as I assumed all the phrases were still not told unless you knew, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe I've slipped up there again, you know, sue me. You look on the wall in the background. I'll just let you see them on the wall there. Those are the Reiki founders. Those paintings are from Japan. They are the originals. And they ended up on my wall. Very strangely circumstances. They came to me, and they're very, very powerful themselves. So they are unique. They are actually unique.
They came to you for a reason, Bob. They came to you for a reason.
Oh yeah, obviously. Because I had a dream that these Japanese guys were watching me do my qigong. The day after, they ended up on my wall. True story.
See, there's a reason behind everything.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to switch something over now. I'm going to completely change topic. I'm going to get onto martial arts stuff for a second. Because I know a few people who know of you, but don't know you, right? And in fact, I've met a couple of foreigners here who did martial arts, and they read the mag and all that sort of stuff years ago. Anyway, Wado, why? What got you started?
Why?
What got you started in Wado? Was it just
Wado World? Let's be honest. Why not? The question I'd have to ask is why not Wado? Now we have the paradox that is Wado itself.
Not as big a paradox as the martial arts in total.
Well, let's not go there. I mean, I've been down this morning. Oliver's training with a guy called Ian Butlin. And apparently, there's two, let's say, lightweight country, Oliver and this other lad, who are both apparently good enough for the UFC to get some fights in. And he's very impressed with him. So,
fantastic.
What happens there? So I don't physically do as much as I'm an older guy, but I can still move. I could still punch somebody if I wanted to, but I'm a man of peace now. I'm a Reiki man. So if I turn the camera around, there we are. I'm a Reiki man. So
definitely peaceful. No more wars, Bob. No more wars.
I'm not bothered. To be honest, I still have a little bit, like, you know, I still suffer with a bit, sometimes get a bit pissed off with people. And I'll smack them, but I do, all I do, I get them with this instead. It's a bit easier, long distance. And that's what it was originally designed. So that's what I used. But yeah, I've been doing my stuff. I really enjoyed, I mean, I know we're doing this today to make ourselves feel important. You interviewed me it makes me feel important, which I haven't been feeling recently. And it also has a bit of a, makes you feel important too.
Well, it does two things. Well, it makes you look important, and it makes me feel important.
Well, in there lies the dilemma of the martial arts, because everybody's in it because they want to feel a bit important. And be quite honest, I was important for a long time. And it span off from doing the magazine, doing the events, then doing the Hall of Fames, then doing the UK Martial Arts Show. But that's more thanks to Paul Barnett, who's helped me tremendously with all that sort of stuff. And it was a very much about my ego, the martial arts. It was a reflection of my ego. And you know, your ego is not your amigo. So
But we've all got egos. I many times
now, what's this all about, for instance? You know, he's not right with it, is he? But go on, another question, please.
We've all got egos, Bob. We've all got egos.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't be a teacher, an instructor, wouldn't make right books, wouldn't do magazines, wouldn't do DVDs, videos, everything else if we didn't have egos, would we?
My head's bigger than yours.
It's all a matter.
Are you listening?
It's all a matter of perspective, Bob. It's all a matter of perspective.
Listen to this. This has not been done on a podcast before. What? Now watch this.
Bob, some things don't change. It has now. It might not be done yet. We might cut it.
Everybody's going to be doing it now.
It'll be the new thing.
What happened was, when I was doing Martial Arts Illustrated about 10 years ago, I was very ill. I nearly died. I went down to about 8 stone, and everybody thought I had cancer. And even I did. I wouldn't go for tests. So Alfie Lewis contacted me and made me go for a blood test, because everybody's worried about me. I was at 8 stone. And my body was dropping in bits because of all the art training. So I went to the doctors, my blood test, expecting you've got 2 weeks to live, Bob. And if I had had 2 weeks to live, I'd have said, can I have them in the summer? But that would have worked. And they said I had overactive thyroid, so they put me on these tablets. And these tablets I was on for a long time. I put my weight back on. Now, while I put my weight back on, I was training with Lance Lewis one day doing the Qigong. And he said, what boxers used to do to put the weight back on was drink 6 cans of Guinness a night, you know, to put the weight back on. So I went on to 6 cans of Guinness a night. Anyway, about 6 months later, we're doing this trip. And I said, well, Guinness is killing me. You know, I had cans and cans of Guinness tied by the bins, 8 cans. And he said, what are you doing? I only said do it for 2 weeks. I've been on it for 6 months. True story. He hadn't told me. So it gets me into the Reiki. And the tablets softened my bone. So I had to have a hip replacement. So I'm pretty bad shape by this time. And the funny thing is, I'm still still competing at some point. So I won best fighter on class when I weighed about 8 stone. And I was basically at death's door. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm painting the ceiling. And the evening, I'm fighting class. Won both my fights, won best fighters. I went back of the net. You know, beat that one and stay fashionable. So I got into the Reiki. And I thought, when I got into the Reiki, these people, I didn't quite get it, because as far as I was concerned, I was biodegradable. And when the first ones told me they could do eel from fish, I thought, they're not really had these people. Obviously not. What am I doing here? But I went to France, made me 3-day course. And when they did an attunement on me in a dark room saying all these weird words, I fucking got the hell out of there and never went back. I thought, what the hell is this all about? But they came to my house then to finish the course. Oh my word, they're at the door now. So when I finally did it, I could feel the energy. A bit like, you know, when you do your chi and, you know, some of the stuff that the pressure point people can do, distance stuff, Rich Mooney and stuff, people can't get their heads around it because they're hardwired and in the little boxes. So within 2 weeks, I found myself down Wales under a woman called Judith Brown, and she was the top wicker witch in Europe. She had a big wooden throne in this gatehouse, which she let her live in because she looked after everybody. And she did me head in. So I had my second Reiki back on the train. I didn't think I'd make it home again. I could actually, I was aware of everybody else sat on the train.
Yeah.
If I knew what they were thinking. Anyway, time ticked on, and I wanted to do another Reiki attunement, but Judith said, why do you want to do it? And I said I couldn't answer her. So it was 2 years before another Reiki woman from Newcastle contacted in very mysterious circumstances. I can't go into because I'm already labelled as insane. But then again, there's no way back, so I'm insane anyway. What happened was I got a letter off her. At MEI, I used to get a lot of letters, and had an handkerchief and had a number and a bit of a rake. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'll get back to her. Never did. One night, this big cloud turns up in the bedroom, and I'm thinking, what the hell is this? So I went down, made a cup of tea, had some toast, went back to bed thinking I've just been seeing things, and it's still there. So I went to sleep. Next day, I thought, I know that. It's a Reiki woman up Newcastle, Santa Barbara. So I contacted her, did something in the magazine, and she did my third and fourth Reiki attunement to what they call Grandmaster. But we don't do Grandmaster because martial arts Grandmasters have spoiled all that, haven't they? Let's be quite honest. You wouldn't call yourself a real master, wouldn't call themselves a master, would they? And Grandmaster. Great grandmaster, that's even better. So, although I do Reiki attunements on people now, that's what I do. I let people come to me when it happens, and I do attunements so they can do Reiki. I do the healing very rare because I don't like people as a rule, so why should I heal them? I used it to heal myself. Back to the illness, my thyroid, they wanted to cut it out, all right? That was one of the options. They cut the thyroid out or put me on radioactive tablets. And I said, no, I'll deal with it with the Reiki. And they looked at me as if I was mad, just like your viewers are now. And I've not had any trouble since. So this is what I do, Reiki. I attune people to Reiki. I don't take money for that, like a lot of Reiki teachers take money because it has to be energy for energy. I just tell people to bring me some silver or gold.
I'm just going to say gold. Lots of it.
But so there we are. See,
that Reiki stuff, right, it all relates. I know people aren't going to believe any of this, Bob, but the Reiki stuff, the Ling Kong Jing, like when Mooney come over and he came up to you and he was rubbing bruises out with his finger and all that sort of stuff. It's all the vibration that we talked about, the frequencies and everything else. All the different vibrations and frequencies.
All right, I can't hear you, but we do understand this. It's all to do with energy, and that's where everybody's going. Something else I've got into. Can you hear me, Russell? Over.
Yes, yes.
I can hear you a bit now. Cambodia. So
it's a long way.
England calling. This is rose quartz. All right. Now, just the last, I got into meditation about 2 years ago, and you did that meditation on the 21st, everybody, which is a very important one. We all did it on the 21st of December 2020, when the planets aligned. I invited you to do that, along with some other martial artists, all of who had very profound experience. It was weird. I did that meditation exactly where I'm sat now. All right. Right. Now, that was the same day that they took Joe out. So that's when Joe got his shot. So, you know, that'll all come out later. But we all had a part in that, which was good. Recently I got into and they're very important in the near future, because this, I can't go to sleep without a crystal in my hand now. I cannot. My Reiki is pouring out on my arm sometimes. So if I put a crystal in my hand, I go to sleep. Now, sometimes when I wake up in the night, I'm like this. I've got my crystal to my third eye, or I've got it to my crown chakra, like I'm doing KZ. All right? On the crown chakra. So I just find it interesting the way that things are manifesting, the way things are going, and especially, you know, when I first met people like Rich Mooney, I thought he was cracking. Then years later, I realised he actually was.
At the moment I met him.
I wanted to keep it serious, but I have to be honest, and there's only one way now with what's going on, with what's happening around the world, and that is we've got to ascend and we've got to transcend this nonsense we call normal everyday life, because the Western world's at a cul-de-sac, it can't go any further. And anybody who thinks they're going to be going back to the old way are totally deluded. This week, I think we've got something big happening. That's why I thought the interview might be obsolete, but actually more important now than it's ever been, because the past when, for instance, people didn't know what was going to happen. And there you have on your show, Bob Sykes, who knows everything.
Well, I've always known you've known everything. But the problem we had the problem we had last night was they got that tanker moving.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Because the whole thing is sorted. I've got a lot of people putting negative posts. They think we're going AI. They've bitten into the doom and gloom of everybody's going to be vaccinated and we're all going to artificial intelligence. You stay on that timeline, guys, if you want. Stay on there, you know, because I ain't joining you. I'm going 5D, all right? The crystal realm. Bye-bye, everybody, I'll go. We're going on to the quantum financial system this week. It's all going to kick. It might not get caused by the media, because the media are going to be the people to go down. But I basically think the majority is done. They've still got a lot of kids to bring out from the underground at the moment.
Well, certainly the fractional reserve economic monetary system that everybody's been using, has been proven not to work.
Oh, yeah, we know that. That's why we're going, the quantum financial system, as I spoke to you this morning, is connected to the ether. All right? That is going to be activated by ley lines. And we're going to be connected to his DNA. So it's going to be a little bit hard for people to get their heads around, but the closest thing for them getting their heads around is Tesla energy. And obviously the old analogy, which I used to use about the radio, it's actually radio waves, but if you turn your style, you can do it in different ways.
Exactly. The thing is, you see, it's what is perceived, what is seen, right? Waves, and everything's waves, particle,
you've
wave.
Again, but that doesn't matter because it's my interview, I'll just talk.
Okay. But light waves, radio waves, sound waves are everywhere.
All right. Most people think I've had some sort of meltdown now, and he's cracked up since he lost the magazine and he doesn't really know where his head's at and he's got an identity crisis. But I'm in the best space I've ever been in. And I was ready to roll over and die before this pandemic, but all of a sudden it gave me a sense of purpose. And I can see what's happening now. And there's a lot more disclosure to come and other things I could talk about, which I don't think I should because I'm a little bit too out there for most people. Because I can't hear you much, Russell, now, and you can only hear me. I might have a rest. Is that, have you had enough of me today, or have you got some other thing you could ask before I go?
Well, Bob, if you need to go, you need to go. I mean, I'd love you to stay, but if you need to go, you can go. It's up to you, Bob. But I'd love to hear more of what you've got to say.
Well, actually, you sound like Metal Mickey. I can't understand what you're saying, but you can hear me. But it's been a great interview. I think we can overdo it sometimes, people. And to be honest, I've been offered lots of podcast interviews over the last couple of years. People want to get me on. And I'm, to be honest, I've not been interested because it's not about me anymore. I've come on here because we're old friends. And you're one of the people. When I was doing the magazine, I had a lot of people who, for instance, were pretending to be my friend, but weren't my friend, but I thought they were my friend. And then there's you, who were pretending not to be my friend, but you were really my friend. So it swings and roundabouts. I'm excited about where we're going with the whole thing. And I do suggest people get into things like Qigong meditation, crystals, and Reiki. And obviously other things are going to come through so they can lift the vibrational level and they can actually access the quantum system then, because without raising your level of consciousness, you will not be able to do it. So you've got to get into them higher chakras. And I'll be honest, I was stuck in the lower chakras for a long, long time. And
we all were.
They're obviously still there. So, you know, it's difficult, and so it's hard, but I've just felt like things have dropped off me these last few months during this lockdown. Things that I wanted, all of a sudden I don't want. Things I desired, all of a sudden I don't desire. Things that I used to do, all of a sudden I'm not doing. And it's like, I'm not to do now. Because all that wrapped up in iniquity that he took all my time up. Now that's gone. I've not to bloody do except meditate. And meditation's good when you get there, but you've got to be in the right mind. You can't say I'm gonna meditate tonight. I'm not disciplined like that. They just happen spontaneously.
It's a long, long journey, meditation.
Meditation for a long time. I can hear you now again. Metal Mickey's back.
I've sent it over. It's a long, long journey, meditation, and it's a long, long journey to attune yourself properly. Like we're talking about Reiki and things like Ling Kong Jing and Mooney and all that sort of stuff. And it's these the radio antenna, TV aerials, whatever you want to call it. Once you tune yourself in and you're receiving signals properly, then things change. Like you were talking about your life and things like that, things that were important aren't important, things that weren't important are now important. And you get, it's basically getting real perspective on life and everything else that around it.
But what I can come back with, the Reiki attunement, what I do, tunes people into this. Now, I didn't know what the formula was, but I use Reiki, me. I use symbols and I blow and I twist fingers and say words. And it was a Silat teacher that once told me that he's seen blue the system into him, to blew the system into him. And I thought, this is getting a bit weird now. But yes, it's the easiest way to put it is if you get a magnet, you get a bit of metal, and you rub them together, the metal becomes magnetic. It's the same thing. That's the easiest way you can explain to people to get their heads around. But I'm not bothered. I want people to think I'm mad because they're going to have a lot of egg on the face very soon as they try and get through that cognitive dissonance of understanding where this next is.
Next stage is going.
It's the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. What do you do? Aquarius!
People should remember that song from when we was kids. And it was on TV as well. I can't remember the TV program that had that as their theme tune.
The Fifth Dimension Sabbath.
There you go.
Go there a while ago. They keep doing things like Kennedy assassinations and Twin Towers. They always pop something in, but this time they can't stop it. They cannot stop what's coming. And it might take, let's just say it might not happen this week. It might not. Bobby's obviously mad, but it's going to happen. And they can't stop. So all the people want to buy negative. Oh, you can have your vaccine. We're going to go AI. Obviously, you don't get vaccinated. You're not a fucking dog, are you? But you're getting vaccinated. Don't have the jab. It's obvious. I can't believe how many martial artists are putting up. I've just been vaccinated. I've just been vaccinated. have they not got a brain? I mean, hopefully, be okay. Hopefully, but I have a
feeling. I hope so.
It's going to have DNA been proper. Once it's in, you can't out now. I hope they're okay. I really do. I don't want to wish harm on them. A bit. But they might not be able to enter the quantum financial system if they've been vaccinated. Who knows? I don't know how it's all going to pan out.
Well, I'm a great believer in don't put anything in your body unless you know what it is. And those sort of things, nah.
Why I wear this is the best thing for colds and flu.
Best thing for colds and flu is not just your Lucozade, Bob. That's when we were kids. The best thing for colds and flu is fresh air, sunshine, exercise, and don't eat crap.
Out last night, you might have seen me post. I was up in the hills.
Yes.
And I was doing a bit of cake, a bit of vitamin D. Been out doing every full moon, I've been out since the lockdown on the night, doing a little bit of something. And maybe you might see sometimes on my Facebook, I put a picture of the moon when I'm up. And I've loved this. Lockdown. I want Boris to come out and say we've got another 6 months to go. Schools are shut for another 6 months because I've really enjoyed having some time off. I've been working for 30 years plus, 33 years now since I came off the dole and doing the martial arts. And I've been hammering it. I hammered it with MAI, Clash of the Titans, kickboxing in the 80s. All the fame events. I mean, we've done about 30 all the fame events, right? We've had everybody, Brian Jacksonville, Scott Atkins, Rumble, Stiltskin. We've had them all there. So we're getting you. We haven't had you there yet. So obviously your name's down.
I'm always out of the country, Bob. I'm always running away.
But he gets a little certificate and, you know, tell everybody about how good they are. You know,
I want an article about how good I am. I'll have to write it myself.
Well, I'll talk about it, you know. But we have got another one in October, which I've had a year off them. So, and to be honest, and I said to Paul sometimes, I said, Paul, I don't really want to do them. But once I get there and I'm meeting the martial artists, I like it. And once I get, I do my little bit of talking. They get a bit of recognition. They get to feel, you know, because there's no outside body that recognise them for what they're doing. They give the student certificates, but where do they get their own? Because they don't fight and talk. They don't get a trophy. So they come to my event. And obviously we do have a lot of fighters as well. And it's just nice. It's a bit of unity in the martial arts. Now, when I did the first one, me and Paul Barnett, and really it's Paul Barnett who does most of the work behind the scenes. You can actually work out by now that I'm incapable of doing anything like that. We had everybody. We unified martial arts, actually, in the UK in 2012 with this first Hall of Fame event that Neville Ray was one of the instigators. He gave me the idea, the comfortable guy. But there were people there who were jealous and they tried now to do their own thing. You know, like people who saw unity as a sort of threat. And they weren't quite up there, you see. They wanted to be on the stage like me. I didn't want to be on the stage. That's the funny thing about it. I didn't even want to be there. I felt embarrassed. I felt like some sort of fraud. But, you know, because I'd done the magazine and actually got out and fought in the ring and been part of the teams and stuff like that. And, Castle Hill. We can talk about Castle Hill. Not mention the Wing Chun Wars.
I said at the beginning not to mention the war.
I've done all these things. So I end up doing this Hall of Fame and I'm privileged, you know, when I look at the people we've had there. Brian Jacks. Great people.
I'm speaking with Brian later on this week, actually, because he only lives...
Regardless, we had a laugh with him, Brian, at one of the awards, because he was on the stage with me giving the awards out. Right. And everybody who came up, I said, whatever you do, get your award. Make sure you get a copy of Brian's book. So right. Brian looked at me, because he was trying to push his books, obviously. And every time I said it, Brian looked at me and shook my hand. Every time he shook my hand, and we'd give out 200 awards out that evening, he got me in a different wrist lock. Now, he's also a part member of the Magic Circle. So he knows all the kind of stuff. But wrist locks, I mean, this guy was over in Japan when he was 15. Training judo and karate. And anyway, we had Brian jacked up. We and Brian was really getting it. But the thing is, he got me that night. We connected. He actually understood that, you know, obviously, I'm not really with it. Because I was doing a speech at the end. And I was saying, you know, and Brian's watching me. This is my dropped out. We're going. Everybody's there. I said, look, it doesn't matter what you achieve in martial arts. You might think I might need a bigger house, a bigger car, or a better looking wife. And he looked at me, because I'm sure nobody's listening to me by that time, except a few. But Brian listened and he thought, this guy's making it up, which I am. So we've had Brian Jacks at the Hall of Fame, Alfie Lewis, Bill Wallace, and Bill's coming up. Bill's done quite a few of our Hall of Fame, you know. He gets a bit of a kick while he's there. But the thing is, he's an amazing man. I mean, look at Bill Wallace. Yeah. He was there in the 1960s, Japan in the 50s, fighting in the 60s, first person to do full contact, one of the first. he coined his own kicking style, which he was put down for at the time, because this is the times when you're only supposed to do things like this, do things like this, and by the way, your knuckle's not the right shape. And then he did the movies. Then he was on the commentating the first UFC, and he's still doing seminars today after three hip replacements. He has got to be, in my book, okay, people might disagree, I think the best classes of all time.
It's going to be hard to argue that point.
Very hard to argue with me, especially when I can hardly hear you. Then, listen again, we've had all these top martial artists. Scott Atkins, he does the movies. Now, Scott Atkins, when he was a kid, used to write me letters when I was MEI editor telling me he was going to be famous.
Wow.
I used to laugh and put them in the bin.
Wow.
The kid keeps writing to me telling me he's going to be famous. Moira reminded me once. She said, remember that Scott Atkins kid who used to write to? I said, yes. Yeah. That's Scott Atkins, who's an actor now. I said, I should have saved them letters. And when I mentioned it to him, he denied it, but I think he was writing to everybody because he was putting that energy out to convince himself he was going to do it. That's how it works, the quantum field. So we've had Scott Atkins, we've had loads of top martial artists, say Benny the Jet. We had Benny at one. Now, nice. I'm sat on the stage. This is the best one, right? Me and Paul Barnett at the UK Martial Arts Show. And in front of me, there's Benny, Bill Ben, and Brian Jacks. And they're all sat on a chair. I'm going to interview them. I thought somebody spiked me drink. I'm looking at these three guys, me heroes, because when I was younger, I bought training and fighting skills. He was like me, you know, I wanted to be like him. Bill Wallace, stretching and kicking. I used to read all his books and stuff. Brian Jacks, when I was 15 at school, won Superstars, and everybody was talking about him. All of a sudden, all three of them sat in front of me, and I've got to think a question up, which I hadn't thought of them by that time. I forgot. I forgot what I asked. I just went, I don't know what came out when they started talking back. And I think to myself, these people, these top martial artists, we've had our event. And Steve Babbs, came, Terry O'Neill, Dave Oliver, Kenny Walton, got to mention them. You know, we've had everybody there, and this is the difference. So we've got another one in October, and it might be the last one. I don't know. We've got other things planned, but I don't know where the world's going to go. New stuff that's going to come out. I think Ray Tech, the key.
Well, the world's changing every single day, Bob. Who knows what's going to come out? There's going to be a lot of stuff come out, that's for sure.
Who knows what I'm going to say next? Never mind, don't help.
Well, you don't.
I don't even know myself.
See? That's twice in one show. It's never been done before, and that's twice in one show.
All right, you take it easy, Russell. And thanks for the interview. I hope I've entertained everybody.
Bob, it's been an absolute blast, a pleasure, and thank you. And hopefully we'll have another one for sure. And I'm going to mention the book thing to Brian as well. I'm speaking to him on Thursday.
I've done my book. Have a look.
Oh, yes, plug your book. Get your book out. The Journeyman by Bob Sykes. Let me say...
I did this book, hang on, it's my interview, I did this book to reaffirm my importance in the flea circus called the martial arts. How's that?
And if you read the book, you'll find out all about the Kung Fu
Don't
War.
Don't mention the war!
I mentioned it once, Bob, but I think I got away with it.
The war, whatever you do.
But the Kung Fu War. Bob, thank you. Usha, I'm going to do an outro. I'll see you later. Cheers, Bob.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. Remember to tell everyone to join in next time to the Old Fat Coach.